Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting program, where we talk travel, alhamdulillah, and something that we love doing. And now we've come to the time already, as we're looking at the dates, it's just flying past, and we're already on the holiday season. As I mentioned last week as well, we've had all our mails that we were busy just sorting out last minute for all the listeners that are going out. There's been so many people going out to different parts of the world, and as we said, that lots of people are looking towards the east because of obviously the currency situation of South Africa. So people are looking to go to the east, and we find that many people, as we had discussed last week as well, where Vietnam has become a destination of choice for many. And alhamdulillah, this week also we got lots of responses, people wanting to go after listening to last week's program. And I would like to also say thank you very much to all those listeners who sent me mail, sent me SMSs, just congratulating us on last week's program, being very informative about the do's and don'ts of travel and so on. And it is something which is a fact that happens to us all the time. All of us, travelers that start for the very first time, or I would say we regular travelers, whatever it is, but the issues that the issues and the problems and the differences that we have, which we mentioned last week, where people get into the plane and you have different types of people. You have people that are so rough in the plane, then you have those people that, as we mentioned, pulling the front seat. Those that are sitting in the middle run to the toilet 10 times or 15 times on flight. Things like that do happen, but, well, be that as it may, that is flight. We can't expect to have all the conveniences when we're flying. We cannot expect all the conveniences. We got to make do with what we get. And we say we're flying out for 10 hours or 8 hours or 7 hours, we'll make do with it. Sometimes it's just so difficult and it becomes a pain, but be that as it may, we just have to live with it. We make sabr. In fact, if we really make sabr on that flight, maybe, inshallah, someday Allah will grant us jannat for that, inshallah. But anyway, that's the way it is when it comes to traveling. Now, we, alhamdulillah, this past week, there was a bit of rains after all the salats, the istisqa salats that were made last week as well. And alhamdulillah, Allah accepted and sent some of the rains down. I believe Pietermaritzburg it rained, Durban it rained, Johannesburg, inshallah, Allah will make it such. We make dua. We make dua continuously for beneficial rains. The Almighty Allah can send rains. Alhamdulillah, rains can come down, as I mentioned as well. Rains will come down in buckets. But we ask for beneficial rains. And that's what we want. It's all the crops. Then this year, as we know, if the rains don't come with those soft rains, beneficial rains don't come, we are really going to have difficulty and difficult times with our crops. And that, if we make dua, that must not happen. But it's our akhlaq, as we mentioned as well, our akhlaq, what we do, the way we are, the way we practice our Islam. It's all that's related. It's all in Islam, and you know, it's everything is intertwined. Everything is related. You do something wrong on the left, on the right, they suffer. So it's unfortunate. It's our akhlaq. So we must be kind. We must be good. We must be good to human beings as well as animals. And we find that there are so many people who are abusing animals, who are just doing so much of wrong with people, and that makes it so difficult. That makes it, and Allah's rahmat just doesn't come down because of all those things. So let us change our hearts, and inshallah Allah will make it easy for the rest of the world, not only South Africa. So it's our akhlaq as Muslims, and the Muslim's akhlaq and the Muslim's character determines whatever has to happen in the world. So let us be good Muslims, inshallah. Now, alhamdulillah, today we are broadcasting live from Malaysia. We were fortunate enough to join a conference in Malaysia, a tourism conference in Malaysia on tourism with Tourism Malaysia. And it's just mind-boggling how Malaysia works when it comes to tourism. If only South Africa can implement 20% of how Malaysia looks at tourism, I think we'll be away. We'll benefit through and through. And the bottom line, which I noticed while they were talking as well in the conference, it's still going on though, but what they mention of is visas. The very important factor is visas for free, visas on arrival. That is of utmost importance when it comes to any visitor wanting to go to another country. Unfortunately, with our minister, the implementation was done of the visas, where they had to go for biometrics and so on in two cities in China, as huge as China is, that has a population of 1.4 billion. Now you want to come to South Africa, you've got to take a flight of 3 to 4 hours to go to the office there and do your biometrics, and then only they will consider your visas. But that is not on. Who wants to go through that inconvenience? The simplest way which Malaysia has adopted was, we will give you visas on arrival. They are looking at different countries of the world currently, as per their speech, that they're looking at different countries where visas are currently, where there's a requirement for visas. But what they're doing is they're trying to get away with that visa issue of this. On arrival, issue the visas, and according to their statistics, last year alone, over 27 million visitors came into the country, because it's easy to come into the country. You don't have to go through all this difficulty just to apply for visa. So it is something which is of importance that South Africa should take a lesson from. But to tell us more about Malaysia itself and about Malaysia tourism and everything to do with Malaysia, when it comes to coming to Malaysia, visiting Malaysia, as we look at, if I say Malaysia today, you listening to me now at home, when I say Malaysia today, what's in your mind? You're looking at KL. Lots of people will just call it KL, Kuala Lumpur. Kuala Lumpur is not only Malaysia. Malaysia has got much more than Kuala Lumpur, which I have learned this week. Malaysia has got so much more to offer, going up north, going to the east, going to the west. It's so much more to offer than Kuala Lumpur. Simply because we were not educated about Malaysia, I think. I wouldn't say it was Malaysia's fault as such, but we didn't do our research, and also to a certain extent, we were not given the information that there are places like Kedah, there are places like Langkawi, and you know, many other places that we can go to as tourists and visit those places, benefit from those places as well. We would come in. I myself, for example, for me it was flying to Malaysia, go to KL. I knew KL backwards when I used to fly often to KL, and I knew KL because why? We only know this campaign out there. That is why we came here now for this conference, so that they can create this awareness, worldwide awareness. There's quite a few countries which are here with us today for this week now, trying to market Malaysia out in the open world. And I think that is the best way to do it. We have in our presence the CEO of Tourism Malaysia in Malaysia here. We have Dato Zulkifli Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. Jazakallah shukran for entertaining me with your busy schedule that you have. No, I've seen you standing on stage, talking, discussing, going on. You're like the main guy here, I would say. But alhamdulillah, I must say shukr to the Almighty Allah for you giving me this bit of time just to talk to our South Africans. Jazakallah once again for joining us. Alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, brother, for your kind words. May the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm very happy to have you and your entourage from South Africa in Kedah. And I'm so excited because we go a long way. Our countries, South Africa, from the days of His Excellency Mandela until today with our Tun Mahathir, we have been friends for a long, long time, and the bonding has been there all along. I'm very excited about Kedah, where today we share with you about Kedah is where it all began, because we found a lost civilization. Actually, we discovered this about a year ago through an excavation and the archaeological work that we ongoing now, where it's dated back to 487 before Christ, BC. And what's important is that this particular civilization basically reside at the base of Mount Jirai. And later on, when we do further historical research by the Science University as well as the scholars from the state of Kedah and the Historical Society of Kedah, we found out that there were many Islamic scholars that came through those years through Mount Jirai. And in fact, now we're developing a package, or rather a tourism package, whereby you can actually trail back where all these Islamic scholars started, where they basically sailed to Kedah and landed at the old harbour of Sungai Merbok. Sungai is actually a river, the Merbok River, and where they trail out and in their fisabilillah of spreading the Islamic religion. religion, Islam, to the people of Kedah and onwards to the Southeast Asia. Now, it's so interesting to find out that there were so many scholars and there were so many books, or we call it locally, it's kitab, of where they learn, and you know, these are the ones that the scholars brought in. Of course, the Holy Al-Quran, and where the scholars set up schools, tafis, and then they also set up centers for learning. Masjid Zahir is actually 100 years old on the 15th October this year, and it's actually the fourth beautiful mosque in the world. Now, what's exciting about it is that there's many historical sites such as that, and in Kedah there are many things for you to discover.
Okay, so there's a lot of things to do here in Kedah. That's just one of the attractions here, but there's many more attractions. Let us look into all the other attractions, but we'll have to do that right after the news. We're already on news time, and let's not delay with that. We'll continue right after the news.
From the heights of Kilimanjaro to the depths of Jericho, and from the white sandy beaches and blue waters of islands in the Indian Ocean to the dense forests of the Amazon on the South American continent. Turn dreams into reality as we explore different destinations with myself, Muhammad Lambat. Tune in and listen to the views of ambassadors and counselors on Sundays between 9:30 and 10:30 a.m. on the Globe Trotting Show.
Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548, where we're broadcasting live from Kedah in Malaysia. Alhamdulillah, we're sitting with the CEO of Kedah Tourism in Malaysia, Dato Zulkifli Muhammad. Before we go ahead, I want to know, Dato, many of you, we're listening to all the people out here, when they introduce them, they're introducing them as Dato. First of all, Dato, tell us about Dato.
Dato is actually an award granted by the Sultan or the King of the State, and for me it was conferred on me by the state of Kedah. I'm from here actually, and by the Sultan of Kedah, the current king. It is actually it's like a lordship. You're knighted, you know, because of your contribution and the state view that you have contributed to the people. You have done so many good things. Alhamdulillah. But what I'm saying is that there is the perception, and they evaluate you and the kind of work that you contribution in your career and what you have contributed to the state. So alhamdulillah, you know, I actually was conferred back then about almost then now it's about 10 years ago. You know, and it's actually an honor. So when you see Dato, it's actually a title conferred on you to let the society know that this person actually has contributed a lot to the state, to the society. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, so that's an honor for you. And I've been listening to Dato's, and I was wondering, and this is thank you very much. In fact, lots of people will be wondering, because when it comes to listening to anybody that's being introduced from the Malaysian side, that's what we get all the time. But alhamdulillah, we're talking about Malaysia in general, but more so we're talking of the state of Kedah, which has got lots of tourism attractions to offer, and it's a place which I would say, from my knowledge, I would say it's something which hasn't been touched much by many of our side tourists. And we should look, when we're coming into Malaysia, let's not only look at KL. Let us make inquiries, and if need be, you can always contact me on my email address, Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D, Mohammed at globetrotting.co.za, Mohammed at globetrotting.co.za, or you can pop me an SMS, where I will try and assist you as far as possible, put you in contact with the Tourism Malaysia people as well in South Africa, where they can brief you on more of the places when you're going to Malaysia, and they can tell you which places to go to, because there's a total drive of Malaysia tourism at the moment, and it's a great initiative which the Malaysians themselves have put in, from Malaysia as well as all the centres abroad, Malaysia tourism's abroad, and alhamdulillah, it's just something which I would say, when it comes to Tourism Malaysia, we look at all these people, when we look at all these centres around the world where they are now marketing tourism, where they're marketing Malaysia tourism, where they're trying their utmost best to bring tourism into the country, and rightly so, especially now if we're looking at Kedah, which we're going to a conference shortly, where they're going to be telling us more and taking us to certain places in Kedah, which I think is something which we should look at. As tourists from South Africa, let's look at that. Now, when a South African decides to come to Malaysia, give us, besides Kuala Lumpur, We're going, you're saying Lingkawi. Which other islands, and also what has Lingkawi and Kedah State has most to offer that will attract a person to come from South Africa and say, my destination is not KL, my destination is Kedah. How can we sell Kedah to them?
Okay, Lingkawi is part of the state of Kedah. Now, we've got so much to offer. Let me start with the nature part. You know, we've got the mountains, the paddy fields. I mean, if you've not been to the paddy fields and the mountains and the rivers that surrounded it and the kind of activities that you can actually do with the villages. I mean, we're talking about modernization as well, but it's been preserved in such a way that the authenticity of the villages is there. You can feel it. The aura is there. And you live how, you know, the farmer live, for example, in certain parts of the farmers and the fishermen, you know. And that's very authentic. Even though, basically the towns and all that is very nearby, but the way people live out in Kedah is so interesting, and the way they dress and what they eat. And basically Malaysia is halal food, you know. So you talk about the experience that you want to do is basically if you're from a city, you want to do something else. You know, you want to be out there in the nature, you want to enjoy life, nature with your family, your friends, and you want to experience what is that Kedah experience in the village. You know, and the kind of engagement that you will get is, I mean, it's exchange of culture. You can see such a melting pot where Kedah is, because it's actually a mixture of so many races and ethnicity. So this is what you want to experience. This is what you want to learn from, you know, how people live in a multi-ethnicity society, and how they actually enjoy nature, they enjoy the cultural part, and plenty of things to do if you want to discover. And also if you like outdoor activities, you like cycling, you like to do some trekking, you like to go botanical garden, nature has a lot to do. Yeah.
Now, that is lots of people look towards that as well. When I get lots of queries from listeners asking me, I would like to go for a holiday. We are a family of four, probably, with my son being 12 or daughter being 12, son being 14, 16. And at that age, they want to explore. And they obviously don't want to go into shopping centers all the time, because what happens is lots of parts of the world you have where you go for a holiday, and the biggest thing is, let's go to that shopping. Dubai, for example. You go to Dubai, the only thing that's in a person's mind is, first of all, shopping. And that's not what everybody wants. Shopping is not everything. You need to go for a holiday. Now, if you're coming here, you have the best of both worlds, I would say. You have the beaches with the white sandy beaches, Turkish waters, and then you have the city as well. So having the city, coming here, and the most important thing, as you mentioned, everything is halal here. Because that's what we look at first. As South Africans, the messages that I get after every program and ever been in interviewing any ambassadors as well, we'll get the messages will come in and the queries will come in. What's the halal situation? That's the first question, the halal situation. And people are not so concerned of 5 and 10 star hotels. They're more concerned about halal, masjid, and what's it like for Muslims in that particular country. Now, being a destination which within the group that we are here with, they are not Muslim, but they are telling me that there are so many people besides Muslims that are looking towards Malaysia. Okay, cost factor is one, but when it comes to the foods, Malaysia has a lot to offer when it comes to foods. You want to elaborate on that, and also some of the other major tourist attractions which we can come looking forward to in the state of Kedah.
I mean, food is something I also enjoy, but you know, food is something. Alhamdulillah. You know, if you come to Malaysia, let's say if you decide you travel even during the month of Ramadan, subhanallah, I mean, there's just plenty of all this food that never been showcased before. It will come out during Ramadan. You know, it's the bazaars and all that, the iftar, and then, you know, and the program that every mosque arrange, which is actually, you know, the night prayers and the du'as and all that. It's fantastic. You know, that I'm talking about if you come in the month of Ramadan. But if you don't, if you come some other time, because we have summer all year round, our weather is warm, you know, and the people are warm. So you want to experience this, because these are some of the things that perhaps, you know, towards our different countries, we have many common values together. So these common values together are the one that perhaps give us the bonding, give us the friendship. And, you know, when you come out here, it's inexpensive in the first place. You know, and there's a lot more that if you want to learn, you know, there's so many scholars here that, you know, you can learn from. And there are many programs here. Even the children, you know, I send them to summer camps where they learned about you know, Al-Quran, they learn about Hadith, they learn how to pray properly, and you know, and it's something that you can do in Malaysia. Other than that, you know, you can enjoy these theme parks, you know, there's cultural shows that you can go to. You can actually be on top of Mount Jerai and enjoy the fantastic view of the Kedah landscape. As I mentioned, paddy fields, sea, rivers, you know. And more than that, what I think that you need to do is basically to experience the local lifestyle in Kedah. And that's very unique because, for instance, if you go to a homestay program, a homestay is where you actually stay with the locals in their homes, you will get to see how we live. And this is where I think more than often that people who enjoy this treasure this moment and time, you know, throughout their journey in Malaysia.
Now, talking of homestay, I noticed that in the conference you were mentioning homestay quite a bit, and you had a slight presentation on homestay. You want to just elaborate more on that and give our listeners a heads up on what is homestay? Because I found it very interesting when you spoke about, when I looked at homestay first, I thought, is it something like Malaysia, my second home or something? But as you elaborated on that, I found that homestay it's a very interesting way of visiting a country and being within and amongst the people of the country. You want to elaborate more on the homestay part of it?
Sure, I'd like to share more. You see, for us to grow fast and have to have more hotels, you need a lot of investment. It takes time. But not everyone to experience a hotel. Hotels are okay. But it lacks that soul. So what is that soul? It's actually by having people in the villages, they do up, you know, like a few houses together, they group it together, and they offer clean accommodation, a safety, a secured accommodation, as well as they allow you to come into their homes. And these homes are basically licensed by the government, licensed by the Ministry of Tourism Malaysia, and whereby there are certain benchmarks and certain standards and SOPs. So they are licensed operators. So when you go into this kind of homestay, they've got programs. They show you and they dress you as the locals. They feed you with local foods. They show you, they teach you how to cook, and then, you know, they blend together. And they've got cultural shows. You basically live with them, and this is where the engagement is very interesting, because then you see cultures mix, and then the tolerance that we need to have. And these are the values that our children need to understand. And homestay is somewhere, you know, you can actually just live like a local village person.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because you live amongst them and you live like them, and then they educate you on how they live in the country, and you become part of them. That is something which will be very, very interesting to do. I think that's probably our next step to do. But as far as traveling around in Kedah, when it comes to the transportation of, if you come out of wherever you're staying, hotel or homestay, whatever it is, what's your transport facilities there like? Is it very convenient?
Yeah, transportations are very convenient. There are taxis, there are buses, and more than that, there are also rental cars. So rental cars are available. Connectivity is good.
Okay, when you say rent a car, now lots of people wouldn't want to drive around in the city centers, but looking at the city of, or the state of Kedah, where we are at the moment, it's very convenient to drive, because it's not a parcel like the main city center, so it's easier to drive. So I presume that will be much, much better. Do you have a monorail system like Kuala Lumpur here?
Oh, okay, we don't have a monorail system, but we got the fast train coming out from Kuala Lumpur up north to Kedah. But, you know, if you rent a car in Kedah, you are right, there's no traffic jam. But there are so many scenic drives that you can enjoy. So this is why, you know, if you can rent a car, drive around with your GPS, it's not a problem. You can enjoy, I mean, a lot of people may not know what a paddy field looks like, but, you know, you can Google it up. And then you can see the excitement of seeing these scenes, scenic drive all over, especially in this area of Yan, which offer a fantastic view. Yan is actually probably 20 minutes from Alustar.
Okay, so this town we are in at the moment is called Alustar, you said?
Alustar,
yeah. Okay, so there's lots of different towns to come up here in Kedah at the moment even. So if you're looking, coming towards, if you want to come to Malaysia, the only drawback we have in South Africa, obviously, is our flights. So unfortunately, Malaysia Airlines do not fly direct Malaysia Airlines do not fly here, so we have to choose another flight. You can either choose, even Thai Air has withdrawn from South Africa. So now you can probably use, use Cathay Pacific, alternatively use Singapore Airlines. Depending on the cost, coming towards peak season, Singapore Airlines become pretty expensive. But Emirates also, you can fly on Emirates. You can do Emirates, you can do Qatar, you can do Etihad as well. You can do that. If need be, you do a stopover in Dubai for 72 hours. You get those free visas, I think, for 72 hours. You get that visa, you go in. And you can come to Malaysia on Emirates then. And also when you come, you fly into KL. From KL, if need be, you spend a day or two in KL. Thereafter, you go to other states. Now, we spoke about Kedah. Can you just tell us, okay, I know you're the CEO of Kedah Tourism, but any other states and any other cities that's more interesting for our South African visitors when coming here besides Kuala Lumpur?
Yeah, you know, if you come to Kedah, you may as well just go up north to the state of Perlis. That's our sister state, which is just up north. I mean, bordering us. Now, if you want more, you may want to think about going to Borneo, which is Sabah and Sarawak, which is the East Malaysia part of Malaysia, East Malaysia, Sabah and Sarawak. That's another excitement. There's so many different things that you can enjoy over there. And on the east coast of Malaysia, I would recommend places like Kelantan and Terengganu, beautiful coastline. Even Pahang has got different attractions in terms of nature too. So, you know, be what it is and what are your interests. I'm sure there are assets, our tourism assets in Malaysia that can match to your liking.
Now, it's very important that when we come here, we've got to plan our trip from home. And when we come here, we're looking at all the different the places that you mentioned now. What we will definitely do is, if you are really keen on coming this way down, I will link you up with Tourism Malaysia. We've got the people in Tourism Malaysia offices who are very, very helpful. If you know, and if you remember last year as well, they sponsored our competitions on Radio Islam when I think the Ramadan competition, where we had quite a few gifts that were given out, and it's all from Tourism Malaysia, and they really, really, really help us a lot. So when it comes to wanting information on Tourism Malaysia, their offices are in Rivonia, so it's very convenient and easy for us to access information. And we definitely can get information of coming to the different cities, states of Kuala Lumpur. So of Malaysia. As we heard, Malaysia is not Kuala Lumpur only. Malaysia has lots of other places to offer. So let's look into that, and let's not limit our holiday destination. Let's not limit us and say, okay, we're going to Malaysia and Kuala Lumpur and out of there. Let us look further. Let us come into this place because it's now becoming a destination of choice. And I found it myself firsthand. It's becoming a destination of choice. We're already out of time here, but just briefly, very briefly, for us as South Africans, with our currency and so on, I find that Malaysia is still affordable. Now, coming here, coming into the state of Kedah, we definitely will look into coming and getting people to come out the side even into all the different other cities and so on. I would say give and take 7 to 10 days on a holiday journey from South Africa. That's what people do here. 7 to 10 days, we can cover probably a day in a day or two in Kuala Lumpur, and the rest of it up north. You think, well, that I can't say it's sufficient. But just briefly, 7 to 10 days, can we really visit a part of Malaysia?
Yes, I think that's a good number of days. It's very ample to discover Kedah. And you know, if you want a taste of Kedah, just go to the YouTube and just search for Discover Kedah, KEDAH 2016, and you'll see what we're talking about in this session. And 7 to 8 days is just nice. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you for joining us on this lovely Sunday morning. I know you got a tight schedule on. Now also you got to rush out and get all your things sorted out. I know you're going, there's a conference coming up with your name being on the list there as well, so we all have to go out for that. And I really appreciate you taking your time talking to us, talking to our South Africans, because when you saw us South Africans, I think I could see the light in your face when you saw South Africa, because it's normal like that. Wherever South Africans go, it's like the light in the host's face come up, and we see that all the time. And I would like to say thank you very much for your hospitality. Thank you very much for everything that you've done for us so far here, and also enlightened us and given us knowledge on the country itself, which was very limited for us. I would like to say thank you very much once again. And last words from you?
Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much, and hope to see all of you in Kedah soon.
Inshallah. That was Dato. I would say Mr. Dato, or should I say just Dato? It's Dato. Dato Zulkifli Muhammad, the CEO of Kedah Tourism, Malaysia Tourism, and alhamdulillah, great hospitality of the Malaysian people like we know it It's always been like that. The hospitality of the people in the East, the Far East, has always been like that. I mention it time and time again. The hospitality of the Vietnamese, the hospitality of the Malaysian people, and also the people from Thailand. They've got that in them. It's something which is natural. It's probably because of their ancestors all coming from one place, which is Indonesia. All of them have come down from Indonesia. And I think that is something which they've come with. Although they've now separated into Malaysia, you get Malaysia, you get Vietnam, you get all the Indonesia, you get all those different countries. But the hospitality is still there. So I would like to say thank you very, very much, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. That was Brother Dato Zulkifli Muhammad, inshallah. And we've got to jet out of here as well, come back home again and get back to life, get back to normal life, alhamdulillah. And it's been a fantastic journey of education for us to learn this particular destination, which many people have, because of Malaysian Airlines not coming into from South Africa, many people from what I know as well, my listeners too, have told me that it's just so inconvenient. But make it a point and come here. You will never regret it. I see it for myself. I promise you, you will not regret it. Come out here and you can enjoy yourself. You can have a good time. The best time to come also, as we heard, weather-wise, you have good weather throughout the year. So it's any time of the year you can come through and you can really have a good time. So inshallah, from myself, Muhammad Lamat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.